Hi, this is Jody Paulson with What They Don't Tell You. As a people, the citizens of the United States have been well trained. You could think of us as a huge loyal dog, prized and coddled by its master for years. But instead of doggy biscuits, we're trained with a method: problem, reaction, solution. I call it the start a fire and sell tickets to the exit trick. The idea behind this method is that you can get people to do what you want by offering this action as a solution to a crisis that you yourself had set up. Our current war in Iraq is a classic example. Bush wanted to invade Iraq from the beginning of his first term. His former Secretary of Treasury, Paul O'Neill, said as much. So he and Rove and all their neoconservative buddies fabricated intelligence to create a crisis. Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. He's going to use them against us, and we have to take him out now. And Americans, like a huge, simple-minded Great Dane, tore down the street to kill the Boston Terrier that deigned to poop on his master's lawn. Top Nazi official Hermann Göring puts it very well, quote, "Why, of course the people don't want war. Why should some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can get out of it is come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war. Neither in Russia, nor in England, nor for that matter in Germany. That is understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for a lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger," unquote. Remember the March 11th attacks on Madrid? It's interesting to speculate how Americans would have reacted to that situation. The attacks were blamed on Al-Qaeda, and the Spaniards were days from choosing their prime minister. On one hand, they could vote for conservative José María Aznar, a key supporter of Bush's war in Iraq, or socialist José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, who said before the election that if he became prime minister, he would withdraw Spanish troops from Iraq. The attacks prompted them to choose the latter. Having lived through Franco, the Spaniards are anything but naive. Pampered like a handsome pet, the American public has chewed contentedly on the finest bones for some time. But watch out. It's becoming obvious that America's master has gone crazy, and judging from the way he beats other dogs, it won't be long before he starts in on us. The time is coming to break the leash. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.